Just last week, Tony Abbott gave a speech talking about a return to the golden age of the Howard years. Perhaps that didn't include industrial relations. His view on that is that was then, this is now. And of course, the pressure is being added to the leader of the opposition, Tony Abbott, because so many former Howard ministers are contributing to the debate. The latest being the former Minister for Industrial Relations, Peter Reith. Why don't we go and hear what he had to say? He's been speaking with our political editor, Alison Caravan. I'll come back to you, Michelle. But he says Australia will be a laughingstock if significant reform is not embraced.
But there's no going back to the past. John Howard is two prime ministers ago. John Howard is three Liberal leaders ago. That was then. This is now. There is no going back to the past.
That's the opposition leader, Tony Abbott. Now, speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine, here's the former Workplace Relations Minister, Peter Reith.
We introduced individual agreements in 1996, you know, well before anybody had ever thought of work choices, which was much later. And to say that there should be a permanent ban in Australia on individual contracts really would make Australia a laughingstock, you know, in the international community, and obviously would deprive us of having a choice for more efficient workplace relations to the benefit of both employers and employees.
But those individual agreements that you referenced from the 1990s, they did include a no disadvantage clause. If a coalition government was to re-embrace individual contracts with no disadvantage clauses, would that really be giving business what it wants?
Well, it would just give the system a hell of a lot more flexibility. And the unions, of course, hate this idea because it means less power for union bosses. But, you know, there was a case, you know, in the early 90s which demonstrated in the resource sector that individual agreements can be much better for both the business and for the employees. And, you know, to deny employers and employees the right to have an agreement of their own making, of their own choice, is really to place a limit on the capacity of the Australian economy.
But why is there such a pressing need for workplace changes? John Howard himself agrees that the economy is doing better than most. We've got good employment and inflation numbers for starters. What would be the benefit of yet another round of disruptive workplace reforms?
Well, I just don't think it's disruptive to say that we should be aiming for more efficient systems. And, you know, to say that everything's, you know, hunky-dory, when in swags of the Australian economy, for example, in the retail sector, there are serious issues, serious concerns about the viability of a lot of businesses, and we have an official report from the Productivity Commission showing in chapter and verse changes that could be made to workplace relations, including individual agreements, that would be much better for the industry, including for employees. Now, you know, why just turn our backs, you know, on system changes that would be a benefit for everybody, you know, win-win propositions? Economies all around the world have options for people to have individual agreements. We don't in Australia because we've got this Neanderthal trade union movement that basically put the Prime Minister in office, keeps her in office, and which is essentially aimed at looking after themselves. It's about time that we had a realistic and mature examination of other changes that we could make to our workplace relations system that would be in everybody's benefit.
But Tony Abbott, he doesn't see it the same way as you do. He's all but ruled out any legislative changes to the IR laws. He says any changes will be careful and responsible and within the framework of the existing Fair Work Act. What would that deliver? Much of any substance?
Look, we've not seen what he's going to put up. It's quite clear if you go into all sorts of industries, it is holding back productivity improvements which we need to maintain living standards, and at some stage there will have to be significant reform. The fact is there are big changes that are required. Yes, Tony Abbott has spoken about individual agreements in respect of individual agreements. I think what he said is wrong. I think it's ridiculous to deprive people of an option which may suit them, and they're just, you know, we had 1.4 million individual agreements under the Howard years before work choices, and or most of them before work choices. They work perfectly well to the interests of both employers and employees.
But do you have any regard for Tony Abbott's concerns about the inevitable work choices scare campaign from the government and the union movement? The coalition is well ahead in the opinion polls because it's been very successful at wedging conservative working class voters away from Labor. Why would Tony Abbott want to put that in jeopardy?
Well, why do you use the term work choices when there are things in the work choices that the Labor Party supports? I mean, that is just a slogan that the unions run on the basis that they claim they won the election in 2007. Well, I don't accept that they did win the election in 2007. I don't accept the proposition that the Australian public are so silly as to oppose sensible reforms that would improve our economic performance. I don't accept the proposition that people in the retail sector or people who are trying to run a tourist business in Queensland are opposed to sensible changes to make those industries, you know, more competitive in a very competitive world.
But if the coalition continues to run dead on this issue, at least publicly, do you fear that if it is elected next year, it will have a majority but not a mandate to pursue IR reform?
Well, I believe in mandates. I think it's very important that political parties, you know, argue their case, that they put it up, that they put it under scrutiny. We don't know what's going to happen in the Senate in the next election, but I do think it's very important to have a mandate.
Is political courage an issue here?
Well, Tony Abbott doesn't lack for political courage. Certainly, I would certainly encourage them to have, you know, a policy that really attacks some of the big issues. And they need to be confronted. It can't be just a matter of, you know, shifting a few, you know, decks on the Titanic sort of thing. I mean, Australia certainly can't afford to wait for another term or another couple of terms before some of these issues are finally remedied.
The former Workplace Relations Minister Peter Reith speaking with Alison Carabine. And Peter Reith will be on our TV screens tonight in a new series of Go Back to Where You Came From, Series 2 on SBS. Our TV critic David Knox will be along to review it after 8:30 this morning.